a story. I think we start there, but it can also go in prayer. I don't know how to put this. Anyway, show somehow the demon of materialism. Show it as a kind of demon that sneaks in and poisons the minds of people. And what he's telling us today, he's getting smaller and smaller, standing there in a corner and going like, well, listen to me. And less people listen to him, and therefore he becomes even angry. It's like a bully in school, you know, threatens, I'll beat you up if you don't listen to me, I'll kill you. So that's how he is. And showing somehow here that you foolish people who think that you can live hippie happy in this world forever and after, wake up. Listen to science. He can even be dressed as a scientist when he says that. From naught have you come, and to naught shall you go. And then you are gone. So as much as you create fine morality and laws and ethics, that is just because it serves your interest, your selfish interest, because that, pointing at the reader here, is all that is going on here. I try to for whatever time I have left of my existence survive and enjoy at any cost, even the cost of you. And then someone comes in there. His counterpart, whatever you call it, opposite. Saying, well, you speak for yourself, right? But as far as I'm concerned, my pleasure is always here within. And I'll tell you about something. That you should try to understand too. Love. Not just I, but we. And the demon scoffs. A believer in the soul. A demon can be a little bit picked from a certain person I know. It's not a demon, but who has. But sometimes, I mean. Anyway. But now listen to Daddy. This world is not a world of love and happiness and flowers. And he holds up flower that is then withering, you know. You know what happens to them at the end of summer. all that is just a flimsy little aberration. A momentary coincidence. In the eternity of chaos. Of non-existence, something like that. So then our bright guy or girl says, yeah, if that's the world you want to live in, then you're welcome. Live your life there and suffer it. To your great satisfaction. And then he just walks off, and then this other guy stands there. Because again, he's the bully. He's used to being in charge. Hey, where do you think you're going? And he said, you know, I'm going to my world of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Something like that. And then we see this demon that he's like, well, you fool. Suffer. But then we see that he sits there and he is suffering. Maybe he sits by a cafe or something, you know. Because those guys, and I know such guys, we can just use them. He thinks he's very smart, you know, and he has understood it all, but actually he's a drunkard. He's hanging out in the cafes, drinking beer, he hardly even notices it. Gulps down one after another and all the money flows off. And he's actually an unhappy person, just sitting there waiting for death. And there's nothing really to work for or to do, except just, you know, it's just a matter of a certain amount of seconds until he doesn't exist anymore. So what does it matter what he does with those? Why work hard? To build up things and get things and accomplish things. Because it can be gone at any moment anyway. So his conclusion of his philosophy or science, as he calls it, his worldview, is that, you know, the best thing is just least work. And, well, anyway, even happiness, pleasure, love, all that crap, that illusion, just forget about it. And spend time in a state of consciousness, which is kind of just no suffering, the least resistance. And yeah, alcohol is good for that. Whatever drugs, chemicals. So anyway, what we are. So if we add some chemicals here and there to these chemicals that we are, we can just accomplish any result, really, as far as our life experience goes. So, I mean, there's logic there behind it, right? And I believe that even some of those diehard materialists could reason something like that. I mean, before I became enlightened, I still thought, well, I was like that, really. Most also because I hung out in such circles among such people who generally hang out in pubs and bars. And this, we can put in the story of Pio here, when he's, I think I have it already, but springtime, what is it, 77, I think. He lies in his bed for a week and his life has no meaning anymore. Done it all, seen it all. The rest is just repetition, different variations of the same experience. So what more is there? I'm 22 and that's it. What else to do? And he can understand, you know, the live hard, die young rock stars. I mean, he grew up in that generation. He heard those slogans. There's this little thing by Crumb, I think, or someone. I'm just 25 and I don't mind dying. It's one of those wild rock and roll types. We can look at it and maybe make a little hint to that. But then they had that conversation with God that summer. And again, that someone, I mean, to him, it was God. But maybe it was this guy, but he was talking to God. So yeah, God is there in our heart and ready to answer when we turn to him in our heart. So yeah.